On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena Fabian, how are you? Or evening, actually, probably for you.
Mid-afternoon. I am well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. It's lovely to chat to you today. Whereabouts in the world are you? Are you in New York or LA at the moment?
I'm in Los Angeles now, back in my home in Studio City in the San Fernando Valley.
Very nice.
It's somewhat overcast here, which is always like a rare treat because you never get that, solemn overcast vibe that we thrive on in New Zealand.
Yeah, as you said.
How's it been going?
It's been good. It's been really fun. Everyone's been very nice. It's also very overcast here today too, so I can imagine what it's like there, except maybe a bit more glamorous. Who knows? What's been happening in Tinseltown?
Well, I did an interview yesterday with Sir Kenneth Branagh.
Ooh la la.
Who's written... Yeah, he's directed and starring in a new film that actually comes out today in New Zealand. So I'm frantically writing up this interview to get it on Flix today. Actually, it came out yesterday in New Zealand. It's called All Is True, and it's about the last few years of William Shakespeare's life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, obviously Kenneth Branagh's done a lot of Shakespeare adaptations in his time, heavily associated with him, modern-day Laurence Olivier and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And in this, he plays him, and it's an odd little film because they've made a concerted effort to not so much contemporize the dialogue, but there's no these or thous or anything like that.
The
way these characters interact is very casual, and it almost feels a bit too relaxed. I'm sort of like, surely that's not how they actually spoke back then. But it's kind of a stylistic decision to kind of make the film feel a bit closer to sort of how we communicate now, I think. Judy Dench plays his mother, Ian McKellen. His wife.
His wife.
Who's a bit older than him. And
that was McKellen a bit Freudian, plays. I think.
Yeah. It's kind of jarring seeing, even though they've aged up Kenneth Branagh, and Anne Hathaway was slightly older than William Shakespeare, but it just seems a bit weird seeing Judy Dench playing Kenneth Branagh's wife. Yeah, and it's a family drama. It's about the issues Shakespeare had with his two grown daughters and his kind of social standing concerns in Stratford-upon-Avon. It's a nice little film, and but clearly a passion project for Kenneth Branagh, who told me that he's kind of like worried about how de-emphasized Shakespeare is in modern literature now, and that it kind of needs advocates to kind of get it out there.
That sounds like most of my English teachers at high school. we need to talk about
Kenneth
Shakespeare.
Brenner, I think, he's kind of like the world's English teacher a little bit.
That's not a bad thing to be. I really liked my English teachers. That sounded like I was slagging them off. I thought they were brilliant. They did get me into Shakespeare, so big creds to them for that. So Kenneth Brenner.
No, I'm with you on that. I love English teachers, and I love Ken, as I call him now.
old mate Ken.
But also out this week, undoubtedly on a Shakespearean level, is a new film called The Hustle, starring Anne Hathaway, the actress, not William Shakespeare's wife, Anne Hathaway.
Good note, though.
And Rebel Wilson.
Ah.
Yeah, this is getting really bad reviews.
I was going to say, I've seen the trailer for it. It didn't really sell it to me, but what do you reckon about it?
Well, I'm definitely going to see it because it's a remake of one of my all-time favourite movies, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels from the early 90s.
I didn't realise.
Steve Martin and Michael Caine. Yeah, that itself was actually a remake of a David Niven, Marlon Brando film.
Far out.
So The Hustle is the third time this has been made, but by all accounts, it's a train wreck. But I love Anne Hathaway. I'm sorry.
I love Anne Hathaway too, and people can fight me about this. I reckon she's all good, and everyone needs to leave her alone.
You're the other one.
I'm the other one.
Amazing.
It's just two of us.
People really hate her, right?
She's all good.
And it's like, what? Because she's got big doe eyes and smiles?
And she's quite nice to people? Like, come on.
Yeah.
I'm so on board with this.
I love
Anne Hathaway. She's just chilling. She just does her life. She's not problematic. She's just getting on with it. Just leave her alone, everyone.
Okay, I was I was on the fence about this new breakfast host appointment, but now I'm completely on board.
I'm glad to hear.
This is very nice to hear.
Anne Hathaway solidarity.
Yeah. So those are the two big main releases this week. Also, the Meritometre documentary, I believe, is in theatres in New Zealand this week.
Which is... We've got Chelsea Winstanley coming up later in the show, actually, to talk about that, which I'm very excited about, too. So that's going to be really cool. I love Murata's films.
Please give Chelsea my regards. I actually interviewed her at Sundance this year about how Ava DuVernay had picked it up for American distribution. So,
awesome.
Yeah, she's doing super well with that. So, yeah, a few other films coming out. Those are the main ones. But great to talk to you, Rachel. Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. Great to talk to you, too. Glad to find another fellow Anne Hathaway supporter out there in the universe.
Yeah, I'm not going to be so quiet about this from now on.
Me either. I feel bolstered in it. Hey,
yeah,
thank you so much. Have a lovely, lovely evening. Evening? It is evening there, is it?
Midday.
It's 10 to 1.
10 to 1. So okay.
Have a nice lunch.
Yeah. I don't know time. How does that
Thanks,
work?
Thanks, Rachel.
See you later. Bye.
I'll speak to you next week. Cheers,
speak to you next week.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
So stoked to know I'm not the only